Hey there, kids. Hey, yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time again for the Twang Trust. But not just any old Twang Trust. No, this is the 2013 Twang Trust Fun Drive Classic. Yes, indeed. It happens once a year. And this is it. It's the day that you call in and show us how much you love us. Yep, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. That would make this Valentine's Day Eve. So we're full of love down here. We're hoping you're full of love out there. We've got a bunch of fun in store for you tonight on the Twang Trust. We've got our charcoal-powered abacus fired up. We're going to start crunching some numbers right away. But it only works if you phone. And what's the number you have to call, you're wondering? Well, I just happen to have it here. Area code 204-774-6877. That's the number that it makes it all happen. And it's gonna happen here tonight on the Twang Trust.
Call to support public radio 95.9. Thanks.
I wear my name up on my chest. Can you read it from the back of the room? Yeah? Okay, what does it say? S-H-A-L-I-T-A. Casual, neat, neat. Hey, hey. Hand clapping, bubblegum cracking, booty smacking, you heard? The E Street Shuffle, the Bristol Stomp, the 81, that's how we want. Hey. Sometimes you get high, sometimes you get low. Sometimes you get high, sometimes you get low. Low, 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 yeah. So, sister, you in time, smooth the lines, I'm so sublime. Fine as wine in time, of my mind, mine to shine, a shine.
Lolita, I want to bump the grind up with ya.
Anita, can't beat ya, but shake, 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 mamacita.
Casual, did it hit ya, this picture? Cause a sweet round booty don't miss ya.
Born a Shalita, shout it out, Shalita. Born a Shalita, shout it out, Shalita. Born a Shalita, shout it out, Shalita. Better get ready, cause here we come.
We'll be right back.
Starting out with a bit of supersonic bliss there from Marah, Freedom Park. And that's how we're kicking off the Fun Drive Classic edition of the Twang Trust tonight. Glad you could join us. We got all kinds of fun in store for you. Not quite as much fun as we hoped we were going to have. We did put out a line. We were hoping to be visited by Dustin Benthall and Lindy Ortega, who will be in town tomorrow night at the Park Theater for a fabulous sold-out show. Yes, it's sold out. Hope you got a ticket. There's a lot of folks who thought they were going to go buy one at the door, and they're not. You might, if you get there early enough, you might be able to get one. Apparently, they have a handful. So get down there early tomorrow when doors open. You might be in luck if you don't have one. But yeah, apparently they're not quite here yet. They played Minneapolis last night, and I think their schedule is pretty tight. So they're probably relishing and taking it easy on their way to Winnipeg. So unfortunately, we won't be visited by Lindy and company. But you know, it seems like it was just the other day at the Stew Dome that we had her in there. It was a pretty exciting time, kids. That's my living room is the Stew Dome, if you didn't know. And you know, I've been putting on these house concerts for a while. And you know, if you'd have told me when I was 16 years old that some of my favorite artists were going to be playing in my living room, I don't know what I would have exploded. I wouldn't have believed it. I don't know that I could have handled it. But it happens. And you know, a big chunk of the reason it happens is CKUW. You know, I started doing this show, was it 14 years ago? Crazy. Ever since we went on the FM dial, the Twang Trust was one of the first shows. We were on the original schedule. And I've been here since day one. And when I first started, it was my old pal Gayleen, actually, who had applied to do a show and then figured at some point that she needed to have sort of a regular fill-in co-host because she was going to be out of town a lot. So she asked me if I wanted to do it. And it intrigued the heck out of me. I mean, I was excited that we finally got community radio back in Winnipeg after 20 years without it. Those were a dark, dark 20 years. And UMFM went on air first, and then about 6 months later, CKUW followed. And I was so excited, you know, listening to UMFM for those first 6 months. And then all of a sudden, somebody asked me if I wanted to do a show on the news station. And I hadn't, you know, oddly enough, as big a music fan as I was, I'd never considered it before. I never thought I was radio material. But the idea intrigued me enough that I said, okay, I'll do it. I figured I'd be second banana. It wouldn't be that much pressure. And, so I did it. And it was so much fun. Here I am, 14 years later, doing the same darn thing every Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. But, I've learned so much doing the show, and it's opened new doors for me, and a lot of those doors led to these house concerts I've been doing these days. I don't know if I'd be doing these house concerts if it wasn't for CKW. I can pretty much guarantee I wouldn't be. But I do, and it's a ton of fun. And the last, well, I guess we just had NQ Arbuckle last Friday, a week from this past Friday, and that was a ton of fun. Prior to that, our last show was Lindy Ortega. We did a little fun little thing in the middle of the show, which we called the Stew Dome Sessions. I sat down and chatted with Lindy. And we're going to listen to a little bit of that right after we hear this one, a title track. No, it's not the title track. It's the lead-off track, though, from her first record, Little Red Boots. Here she is, Canada's sweetheart, Lindy Ortega.
Tell you, didn't wanna tell you. This is the segment in the show where we do a little interview. Here comes the stools.
So does anybody remember that TV show on CMT, Texas Connection? I'm going to pretend I'm Jerry Jeff Walker here tonight. This is a new thing for the Stew Dome here. First of all, thanks.
Hi.
Bless all your young hearts for coming out here and entertaining us here at the home tonight.
Yay.
It's I know this isn't going to happen too often for you.
I enjoy this, actually.
Yeah?
It's very nice. It's much more intimate than the whole other thing.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're not going to be able to do this for too much longer.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it as long as I want to do it.
Yeah, well.
So I'll do it again for sure. I'm pretty sure.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, we'll have you anytime. Goodness.
Thank you.
Now, you've only been doing this sort of thing for a little while, but you've actually got a couple of records out prior.
Yeah.
And it didn't sound a whole lot like this. It was more almost, I don't know, is it fair to say like a Tori Amos kind of thing?
It was a little bit vaudeville cabaret. I was having an Edith Piaf moment in my life. So.
Now, obviously, you know, there's not a whole lot of Pop-Tarts in the top 10 that have got what you've got. And I think you could do pretty much anything. And I don't know that anyone's had a gold record yet doing, you know, quote unquote alt country. Like, why are you doing this?
I don't care about having gold records or winning awards or. I do it because genuinely I love it, as cliche as that might sound, but I do actually really love to perform and sing and write songs. So, it doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. Fame doesn't matter. I just love to do it.
So, when you were, 16 in high school, what were you listening to?
16. Gosh, Mazzy Star. I think I was big into Mazzy Star.
That makes sense.
I don't know if anybody knows who that is.
Sure.
Very, like stoner music, maybe, I guess you might call it.
So, at what point did you decide to do the Roots thing?
Well, I was signed to Interscope Records, and I kind of had to sort of play the game and do the whole, like, try to fit into the radio bullshit, and then I was like, you know what? When that deal kind of fell through, I just decided I had leeway to do what I wanted to do. And Roots and alt country and old school outlaw country has always been my favorite thing in the world. And I just wanted to make a record that paid tribute to my heroes. And I just didn't really feel like I didn't care about fitting in so much to the mainstream radio world. I just wanted to do what I love doing. So my label was happy to let me experiment and do my thing, and it's been going well, actually.
Burning thing.
new music from Lindy Ortega there.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Lindy Ortega, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh, there. She made it in after all. I didn't even see her. She snuck in. Yeah, brand new music there from Lindy Ortega. Smoking little version of Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. I'm betting she does that one tomorrow night at the Park Theater. Plenty of good-hearted folks will be there to find out. It's too bad they didn't do that show at the West End. Could have fit in way more people. I knew it'd sell out. I knew. And then we heard a little bit of Lindy and me live at the Stew Dome back in April of last year. Yeah, she was opening for Social Distortion. And when I bought a ticket to see that show, I'd never even heard of her before. I was slipping my game. I wasn't on my game. And I'd never heard of her. And I thought, well, I should check out who this opening act is. And all of a sudden, I was more excited about the opening act than I was the headliner. And then I got even more excited when I saw that she had 3 days off in between Winnipeg and Minneapolis. And contacted her peeps. And we had her play the Stew Dome the next night. And it was amazing. It was. Oh. And we did a show with NQ Arbuckle just the past weekend there. On February 1st, we did NQ Arbuckle for the second time at the Dome. That was fun. And we even turned that into a little bit of a fun drive event. Yes, we had the super ticket available. And a bunch of folks splurged for the super ticket, which really didn't get them much that the non-super ticket people got, but except they got the satisfaction of supporting campus and community radio, yes. And a whole bunch of that money went to us. Who bought super tickets? Well, let's see. Let's run down the names here. Mark Wimet, Aaron Shorten, Sarah Hadfield, David Briggs, Rick LeClaire, and Greg Tunn all bought. Oh, and I believe the Eulenboom kids, too, who even supplied the PA, yet they still bought the super ticket. Swell folks, those Eulenbooms. And all those folks paid, and then not everybody, you know, had the big dough for the super ticket. Like people like me, we can't afford those things. But still, a bunch of other folks chipped in too. And we wound up with a grand total of $1,160 after all the dust settled. And I think that's what we'll go with for our opening total here on the Twang Trust here. It's almost 6:30. We're going to say our total is $1,160 right now. Yep, that's it. That's it. The charcoal-powered abacus is in the other room. We can't bring it into the studio. There's too much smoke. But it's out there. It's working. And, 1160 is what we got. And we got other calls. I have heard phones ringing out there. There is phone action going on, but we could use more. And if you'd like to start that phone action going, because it is sounding a little dull out there right now, the number is 774-6877. Area code 204. We'll throw that in there. Just call me Mr. Obvious. You know, we had so much fun at that NQ Arbuckle show, and it was it the first show? No, I guess it wasn't the first show, but it was the first show in a while that I successfully recorded. So I thought, in tribute to all those fine folks who bought the super tickets, and gave us a little bit extra that night, we'd play a few songs from that show. In the meantime, while you're listening to NQ Arbuckle, recorded live at the Stew Dome, you can get your checkbooks ready. You can do your own cipher in there on your own abacus. I'm sure you've got one. And you can figure out just how much you can afford to donate to CKW Fund Drive this year. You know you need to. You know you want to. Why else would you be listening? You're listening to the radio right now. If you haven't pledged yet, I gotta ask why you're listening to the radio. Really? You know? We'll talk more about this fund drive thing and what it means and why you should be doing what you haven't done yet. why so many of your friends already have. We'll talk about all that, but we're taking it easy tonight for the first time in a few years, actually. We've been doing this crazy thing at the Low Pub for the last couple of years. No, we're taking it easy. We're going old school tonight. We're just kicking back. And we're going to do so now in the Twang Show's Wayback Machine. It didn't have to go too far back at all. Just till a couple Fridays ago. NQ Arbuckle, live at the Stew Dome. Here it is for you on the Twang Trust. 774-6877. Call now.
I come from a cheap town. I eat hot dogs. And I waited for so long. And I miss you so much. On a rock bar Tuesday. Over drinks, under everything, I see you in the corner, laughing and lonely, maitre d' of the small town. Bussing tables, passing out in the schoolyard with school bells and a cold rain coming down. Paint my picture in color by roads I know well. Easy rider, sunglasses in the moonlight. You can't tell I come from a cheap town. I eat hot dogs, and I waited for so long, and I miss you so much. I come from a cheap town. I eat hot dogs, and I waited for so long, and I miss you so much. Guitar, roll quiet out of town, punch the lighter and switchbacks, pull me up, touch down, lay me out in this big town. Small apartment, bad neighborhood, hear the wind blow through the window, feeling bad, I'm feeling good. I come from a cheap town. I eat hot dogs, and I waited for so long, and I miss you so much. I come from a cheap town. I eat hot dogs, and I waited for so long, and I miss you so much. 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 I miss you so much.
Written about Serena Ryder, right? And I met her when she was 17 or 18 in Toronto, my girlfriend and I took her to a bar, and we're all sitting down, and she was a star. Like, I don't know if you know who she is, but she's like a fucking star, right? And she was a star at that age too. And then that song always makes me think of my dad too. So it's like, it's a weird, you know, like, if we want to talk about it.
Picking up the band from broken homes, like picking up the drinks from backyard parties. This one's fast, watch for the changes. Waking up in different countries. Stick it to the early sunlit mountains. With dusty dashboard talking. Writing postcards on the wheel. About the deserts and border crossings. Don't rock the lifeboat, baby. Don't rock the lifeboat, baby. Hey, hey.
So I was brushing my teeth the other night, and I was in there, and I was thinking about Carolyn Mark, and I was like, if Carolyn and I were on the Titanic, and I dressed as a woman and Carolyn dressed as a woman, we'd both get on a lifeboat, and we'd be on the little lifeboat, and she'd be the one sort of like rocking it back and forth, and be like, stop doing that! Like, she'd be like, ah. Yeah, so that's why I was thinking when I wrote this one.
Following the scratch around your back, light breaks through dirty blinds. Brushing past teeth and hair unkind, the van only starts on the second try. Standing in the spotlight without fear. What you see is what you get. Hand to mouth and eye to eye. And who knows what's gonna happen next. Don't rock the lifeboat, baby. Don't rock the lifeboat, baby. Hey, hey. Setting up and tearing down, moving words through dirty sheets. Let me know when you're in town, can you get me in for free? There's nothing like the bright lights in your eyes. They make the shadows disappear. It's always the drums and the loud guitars that make the words so hard to hear. Don't rock the lifeboat, baby. Don't rock the lifeboat, baby. Hey, hey. Don't rock the lifeboat, baby. Don't rock the lifeboat, baby. Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Thanks, guys.
I thought that was an indulgence, but I was willing to take it.
We're on a boat in northern Ontario, like kind of, you know, almost parallel to Winnipeg. And we're on the boat and we sit there and we're at Trout Lake, actually. When we were staying in the fishing lodge, and we got on the boat and all that, and we headed off into the distance, and there was Carolyn in the front, and she was singing Rio by Duran Duran. And that was the last time I saw her.
You look like a wreck. There ain't enough doctors for this, and I'm hanging from this ledge, working up the nerve to fall back in. Does it tickle when I do this? Put some clothes on, 'cause we're leaving in a minute. And I like the way you smile. Let me see it again so I don't forget. There's a show at 10:30, and we gotta meet Bernard.
Hey!
And the band's so loud I can't breathe. Let's rest a while at the front bar. And it's a long way, it's a long way. It's a long way, it's a long way home. And our stars are shining high above, and you just might be dangerous. Does it tickle when I do this? You make me.
So that's actually the first time I've ever got that part.
You make me laugh like an idiot, and I've fallen from this ledge, 'cause that's the way I want it. It's a long way, it's a long way home. It's a long way, it's a long way home. It's a long way, it's a long way home. It's a long way, it's a long way home. Hup.
In St. John's, right? I'll just tell the story fast because it's like it's getting late. And my friend Bernard, we came out to go and see his play in St. John's, right? And he's sitting and he walks into the Blue on the Water Hotel. It's the fanciest hotel in St. John's, right? And he goes and he sits at the bar and he starts talking to the waitress. And she is the most beautiful woman in Newfoundland. And she's actually the most beautiful woman. Like there was a pool and everything. And she was the most beautiful woman in Newfoundland. She said, "So what are you doing in town?" And what she probably said, "What are you doing in God's country?" Or whatever, like something annoying like that. And my friend Bernard said, "It's like, I'm going to go see my friend Neville play. He plays in a band called NQ Arbuckle." And she said, "Oh, I'm going to go see that show too." And she said, "My name is," and I've forgotten her name. Like, you know, we can Google her now and find out who she is, right? And then and Bernard said, "I'm Bernard." And she's like, "Bernard from the song." Fucking got a maid in Newfoundland. And then she started going out with my bass player. Which is actually true. In lieu of solos, I just tell stories about, you know.
I should have let the music speak for itself, and all of you would have known the story anyway.
There's more stories there, but we're not going to hear it. No, it's one I don't think Neville would want us to broadcast, so we won't play the rest of that story there. It involved seal fins, and it was kind of grisly. NQ Arbuckle recorded live at the Stew Dome mere days ago. Yes, indeed. We heard a few songs there. Neville, so in solo mode. You know, hopefully he'll be through town with the band sometime in the spring or summer. They got a new record coming out. They're just finishing it up right now in Toronto. And then they're going to hit the road, I think, hopefully. Hopefully make it through here. Sometimes they make it to Winnipeg, sometimes they don't. You never know. But you do, it seems like it's going to be a yearly thing. An annual tradition now. We've done two of them. Neville Quinlan, solo, at the studio. We heard a new song in there, Don't Rock the Lifeboat, Baby. I don't know if that's going to be on the record or not. He said he wrote that one for Carol and Mark, so that might not even be on the new record. It might be a Twang Trust exclusive. I don't know. We also heard there, You Look Like a Wreck, the classic with the Bernard story. Love that one. And, of course, the classic Cheap Town from the album Cheap Town. Hot dogs. Yum. You're listening to the Twang Trust Fun Drive Classic here tonight, kids. If you want to join in the fun, just pick up your phone and call area code 204-774-6877. That's the number you need to call. Join the gang. We say we're listener-driven radio. Well, we need you to pick up your keys, give them a turn. Someone take the wheel. Heavens to Betsy. Join the crowd. Join the crowd. Join people like Joyce and Jeff and Ray and Nancy and Jordan and Ken. Ken drove all the way from Texas to be part of our group. Yes, indeed. Ken, former Winnipegger. Former Winnipegger Ken and his Mrs. Sheila now living down in Austin, Texas. We might even get our old pal Jeff in here to tell us some stories about Ken and the gang, because he was just visiting them. But he brought back a pledge from Ken, all the way from Texas. Those are Texas dollars. Shouldn't they be worth more? I think Ken gave us like $30 in Texas money, and it translates to 70 Canadian. The U.S. dollar isn't like that, but just the Texas dollar is worth considerably more on a show like this. It wouldn't be worth as much if you phoned in and pledged, like on the Polka Show, whatever our Polka Show is called, I forget. But no, you pledge to the Twang Trust in Texas dollars, it like triples in value. It's crazy. It's like that. The charcoal powered abacus is on the fritz. We don't have a real number for you, but here I will give you some numbers. You know what the grand total is so far on Fun Drive prior to me taking over the airwaves here at 6 o'clock? Well, when I jumped in the seat here, the total was $37,027. Just a hair above $37,000, which sounds pretty impressive until you find out that our goal, what we have to reach by Friday, is $53,000. So we still got a good ways to go. But it's a very nice place to be in here, $37,000. That's just under $3,000 away from an impressive number. What do you think? Can we hit $40,000 here by 8 o'clock? I'm pretty sure we can. We've done $3,000 before. You know, I used to have a title around here. They used to call me the $3,000 man. Now, I don't know if you were aware, but I actually gave up that title earlier in the year. I passed it on to our pal Jeff, the new $3,000 man. He's sitting there answering phones right now. We'll get him in here in a while. Don't worry. But, yeah, I'm not the $3,000 man anymore. I've retired from that. But I still do this Fun Drive thing just because I enjoy it so much. So anyways, I think we can get to 40,000 here by the end of the show. We're on our way.
We're almost halfway there to our goal. I mean, if we're going to say our goal is $3,000, which let's say it is, okay? We're not just saying it. It is our goal. We're trying to get $3,000 tonight. We're more than halfway there. We're like, I don't know, $1,600 or something right now, somewhere around there. So we still got quite a ways to go. And you can help. 774-6877. Okay. I was talking about house concerts. You know, I got another one coming up. I don't know if you've heard, but these things, you know, I'm not part of these home roots things. You know, that's a cool thing that's going on. The old folk festival guru, Mitch Podolak, he runs this thing called Home Roots, and these folks put on shows in their living room, and it's a big schedule. They get these artists up, and they do little tours. You know, they'll come through Manitoba, and they'll play like two or three shows in Winnipeg, but then they'll play all these weird little towns all over the place. You know, spend a week, 2 weeks doing these weird little towns. And it's a cool thing they got going. And the folks who sign up to host the shows, you know, they basically host whatever they get thrown at them. Us at the Studom, we're way pickier than that. We're not near as benevolent. You know, it's you gotta pass the mustard to make it to the Studom. It's an exclusive kind of thing. And these shows, they just sort of present themselves out of the blue. You never know when they're going to happen. But we've got another one to announce already. And, you know, my washing machine at home is on the fritz a little. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And it's a real bother these days because, quite frankly, when I found out who the next performers at the Studom is going to be, I wet my pants, quite frankly. And I do it on a continual basis whenever I think about who the next performer at the Studom is. I gotta fix that washing machine. It's getting a little embarrassing, quite frankly. But here's the deal. Folks have been wanting to know who's coming, and it's a big deal. It's a big freaking deal, people. You're gonna want to come to this show. But here's the thing. I don't want to announce it quite. Well, I do. I want to tell you. I'm dying to tell you, in fact. But I'm not gonna tell you unless we reach our goal today. If we reach $40,000 here at the end of the show, if the Twang Trust goal is reached, the $3,000 goal, I will announce the next performer at the Studom. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait for 2 weeks. I won't announce it for two more weeks. I'll keep you on pins and needles. How's that? And here's another wrench I'm going to throw in things. I was listening to Democracy Now! Earlier this morning on CKW. The fine show that airs every morning, every weekday morning here on CKW. The political show from the left side of the spectrum. Wonderful show. And Amy Goodman herself was on the phone this morning and had a great little offer. She was offering, for a pledge of $2,000, you got basically to spend the night with Amy out dining and hanging out with her. In New York City. You have to get your own way to New York City. But yeah, she was going to take you out to dinner and hang out with you all night and have some fun in the Big Apple for a pledge of $2,000. Now, $1,000 of that was going to go directly to Democracy Now!, and then the other $1,000 would go to CKW. And I thought that was pretty cool, you know? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to steal the whole concept. So here's what I'm doing. If anybody out there would like to pledge $1,000 tonight, you and a guest will have your choice of seats at the Studom, at the next Studom show, which, by the way, is going to happen on May 14th, a Tuesday night, May 14th. You and a friend will be there, and you will dine with the performers and the Studom staff. Yep. For $1,000. So anybody wants to do that, there you go. There you go. That's the golden ticket tonight. I don't know if we'll have any takers. Here's the thing. If I don't announce it, the performers tonight, you know, in 2 weeks later, 2 weeks from now, I do announce it, you're going to kick yourself. You're going to say, oh, I should have took that $1,000 offer. I could have had dinner with blank. And, you know, you'll be kicking yourself. So there. Yeah. We should play some music before I yak anymore. What should we play? How about, You know, the last couple of years here on the Twang Trust Fun Drive show, we've been broadcasting live from the Low Pub. Sadly, the Low Pub no longer exists, and so we're not there tonight. That would be a good reason not to be there. We had this amazing spiel going on at the Low Pub last couple of years. We've done, we've had the Hatcher Briggs Band playing live for us, and then we invited a bunch of Winnipeg's top roots rockin' luminaries to join them. So we had tons of fun. The first year we had Carrie Latimer and Scott Nolan, and what's his doodle? Dub Rifle guy. Colin Bryce, that's it. Thank you. And then last year it was amazing. We had J-Rod, we had Del Barber, and Ridley Bent. It was phenomenal. You can see some of that stuff up on the YouTube if you want to take a look. But and they were amazing nights. We did amazingly well in pledges and donations and had a ton of fun. But Low Pub no longer with us, so we're just doing it old school tonight. Just hanging out like we always used to. But we do have to acknowledge Winnipeg's first family of rock and roll here tonight. Of course, we're talking about the Hatcher-Briggs combo. And we're going to go right now into the Twang Trust Wayback Machine, way farther back than last Friday. Yeah, we're going to go all the way back to the year. Now, I'm not even sure what year this was. Was it 78? Might have been 79. 79. For sure it was 79. And I believe it was at the Rec Center, which doesn't exist anymore. See, there's so many things that don't exist anymore. You know, like record stores. Did you see the thing in the Free Press a couple of weeks ago? Where the guy, the dude Bo from that goofy video on show, the Hard Rock Heroes, and he saved all the old record store bags from all the old record stores that don't exist anymore. It was so cool. I mean, the guy's king of the nerds, but I'm bless his heart for saving those things. It was a great thing. I mean, record stores, we're lucky to still have a couple of really good ones in town, but record stores, you know, they're gone. You know, we lost the Wagon Wheel last year downtown. We lost the Wagon Wheel. It was sort of dead already, but we lost the Paddle Wheel. We lost the Low Pub. You know, venues, they disappear. And, you know, they could still be around, but people just don't support things, you know? And we were mentioning earlier about the two decades that Winnipeg spent without college radio, without any form of alternative radio. You know, I remember staying up till 3 in the morning because David Wisdom said he was going to play a Dave Alvin song at like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. I'd stay up all night long listening to, you know, his horrific post-punk crap, just so I could hear one roots rockin' song on the radio. And I liked it, you know. But now you get 2 hours of Twang Trust every week. It's crazy. But it's, you know, it's only here as long as you support it, is what I'm saying. And so we need you to support it. 774-6877 is the number to call here in the Winnipeg area. Area code 204. But anyway, back to the Hatcher Briggs kids. Here's a recording, a live recording, of the very first time that the Fuse, which is what those guys were known as back then, they broke up a couple of times. And then they got back together and then they would call themselves something else. It's always been the same batch of guys. You can go see them. They're playing at the Park Theater next month sometime, and they'll be called Hatcher Briggs at that show. But they've been around forever. They've been doing amazing things forever here in town. And this is a... We're going to hear a couple of songs from the very first finale, their very first We're Retiring show they ever did. They've done many since. You know, they're like David Bowie or something. But here they are live at the Rec Center somewhere on River Avenue many moons ago. This is a David Briggs composition. It's a wonderful thing. They never recorded this. Well, actually, I think Dave did record this. I have a really crappy recording of it. But they never did it proper, never released it or anything. It's a wonderful song. It's called Heaven Help. This is the Hatcher Briggs combo known as the Fuse.
Before we start this next one, Ladies and gentlemen, you must appreciate what is going on here. Give these people a great round of applause.
I'm single. Well, anyways, hold on a sec here. Take it down. I guess this is the last night we can all see each other together like this. So I'd just like to say thanks to everybody. And thanks. I got no juice here. And most of all, I'd like to say thanks to everybody that's on the stage with me tonight, especially Jeff and Paul. Spent the last 4 years together, and it's been fucking great. So this one's for Jeff and Paul. Randy, give me some piano and the monitor.
In the dark, I'm so cynical, so I'm sad. Say she
munches and think it's on the land. Bringing my soul in one last time. Ooh, I wanna give it all to you. Hey, ride it for me. Ooh, I wanna give it all. Lock up my heart and I'll do it. Give it all to you, man, right as a beat. Ooh, give it all. Lock up my heart and I'll do what I take. Thank you, good night.
Good night, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks.
774-6877.
Thank you. We couldn't have good charges leave you like that.
Don't leave us without phoning. Support Fun Drive. CKUW Rocks, 774-6877. There they are, the Fuse, recorded live way back when, late 70s, 79. I'm going to say 79, even though I don't know, but we're going to say that and pretend it's true. The Kids Can't Go Home. That should have been a single, shouldn't it? Oh, it should have been. Wonderful song. Paul Canton, Winnipeg, former Winnipegger, journalist type guy. He got married a number of years back and hired the band to get back together and play. And the stipulation was that they had to play that song. They couldn't, he wouldn't hire him, he wouldn't pay him unless they promised to do that particular song. And, bless him for that. Indeed. Yes, The Fuse, that was. Kids Can't Go Home and Heaven Help. Indeed. That was, you know, the first time I ever, I only saw The Fuse, I saw them twice. The first time was, they were the opening act. It was a triple bill at the Playhouse Theater. It was The Fuse, then it was Harlequin, and then it was, the night was headlined by a Yes movie. How's that for a bill? Stupidest bill I've ever seen, ever. The Monkees and Jimi Hendrix made more sense than that bill. But anyways, it let me see The Fuse. I was too young to get into bars at the time. I did see them one more time at the Rec Center. It was a great show. It was The Fuse and Popular Mechanics. And it was kind of odd in that The Fuse opened, and then Popular Mechanics played, and then The Fuse closed. They did two sets with Pop Mechanics in the middle. Kind of weird. But that was the first time I ever saw a Bruce Springsteen song done live. They were doing Fire, which most people knew as a Pointer Sisters song. They knew it as a Robert Gordon song, but they knew Bruce wrote it. But that was the first time I ever saw a Bruce Springsteen song performed live. It was a very exciting moment. I was back in the days of FM 101, which died that same summer, actually. I remember hanging out, actually, in out front of the show and talking with folks. It was actually, the show I saw happened the week that that FM 101 went down. It was such a sad time for me, because I had only just discovered the station like a year and a half earlier. And I mean, it was, you know, you talk about being born again. People talk about finding religion and being born again. That happened to me. I understand that concept totally, because that's what happened when I first discovered Campus Community Radio way back when. And changed my life. It really did. And then a year and a half later, gone. Gone. Maybe if they'd had a fund drive and was supported by great folks like Jane. Like Jane and Tanya, who were calling up tonight, giving us their hard-earned dough to keep us going. Thanks, Jane. Thanks, Tanya. Thanks to all these folks. Oh, my goodness. You know, one of the guys, actually, who I used to listen to on the radio back then, back in the day. I'm trying to remember what his show was called. I can't remember his show. He did a show. I believe it was Friday night. It was Friday nights, and I didn't really like it that much. He played a lot of dance music. I mean, a lot of it was cool, but a lot of it usually started off good, and then it got really dancey. And, of course, I was into punk rock and rockabilly and stuff, and all this crazy dance electronic stuff. It drove me nuts eventually. But I always liked him a lot. Roman, you might know Roman Panchishan. He runs the Wild Planet down there at Confusion Corner these days. But yeah, he was an amazing radio guy on FM 101 back in the day. Him and Reed Dickey and the names are some of the names I'm forgetting. Of course, Linda Tooley was on there for a while. She would do the odd 11th hour special. The first time I ever heard Bruce Springsteen ever was actually a show that Linda Tooley did. She did a three-part special on Bruce Springsteen. They used to do this thing at 11 o'clock every night where somebody from the community could come in and do their own radio show. Much like we do here on CKW, although you want to come in here, we make you stay here on a weekly basis. None of this one-hour stuff. No, you're a lifer when you come be part of CKW now. But I tuned in one night on that special, and I just caught the tail end of the third part of her Springsteen special. And, wow, blew me away. I ran out and bought Darkness on the Edge of Town the very next day. And the amazing thing, Linda passed away a few years ago, sadly. But her partner, Reed, after digging through her all her stuff in the months after her death, came across the actual script that she used to do that radio show, and gave it to me. It's I'm getting all verklempt here. It's an amazing thing to own at this day and age. I haven't played any Bruce yet. No. You know what? I thought I'd play a couple of songs, though. Maybe we'll dig up some Bruce. But I want to play a couple of songs from albums that I recognize as FM 101 albums. You know? I remember this one. This record came out, what year? Was this? It must have been 79. 78, maybe even. I don't know. One or the other. Anyways, sort of came out of nowhere. This underage girl was the first American act, maybe ever. I don't know. Did they ever sign another American act to Stiff Records? I don't know if they did. But Rachel Sweet put out this great debut album, got played to death on FM 101. Used to love it to bits. Remember listening to Howard Manshine rave about it. Howard Manshine, you never hear him play Rachel Sweet anymore. I don't know. You know, actually, I was listening to this. See, I picked this up the other day and listened to it because I was playing Song Pop, and this song came up on Song Pop, the original version done by Peter and Gordon, and it got me to thinking about Rachel Sweet's version of this song, so I dug it up and it was great. And then I listened to the rest of the record and it's like, you know, this record isn't very good, but this song is great. There's actually a couple of great songs on this record still, but anyways, it took me back. It took me back is what I'm saying. And maybe this will take you back to, this is the old Peter and Gordon Chestnut, as rendered by 16-year-old Rachel Sweet. Little number called I Go to Pieces.
Go to pieces and I wanna cry.
1979, what a year you were. I'm 50 now. I'm allowed to get all nostalgic and pathetic and stuff like that. It's allowed now. Sylvain, rhythm guitarist from the New York Dolls, put out a solo record in 1979, self-titled. That one is from a Teenage News. Used to love listening to that one on FM 101. And the same goes for the song before that, Rachel Sweet and I Fall to Pieces, the old Peter and Gordon Chestnut. You know, I was talking about Roman from Wild Planet, who used to be a DJ on the old FM 101, and I was talking about him, and then I totally forgot to mention the fact that he gave us $300 tonight. What a guy. Roman, crazy. $300 from Roman tonight. They're coming in fast and furious here, folks. I don't have the super most recent total, but mere moments ago I was told we were only $978 away from reaching A, our $3,000 goal, and B, a total combined total here on Fundrive of $40,000. That's less than $1,000 away. We can do it. $1,000 more, and I will be announcing the next performer at the Stew Dome. And folks, you know who's helping us get there? Folks like Diane and Lee, they're calling in with their pledges. Thanks so much, you guys. That's awesome. We're gonna add you to our golden book here of friends. It's a wonderful thing you're doing here, folks. Thanks so much for the support. You do it every year. It's amazing. It really is. I was going to talk about something. I was. What was it going to be? We were talking earlier about things that are disappearing, you know? Like record stores are disappearing, and favorite old haunts, they're all disappearing. You got to keep them around. And let's make sure that radio, real radio, not that crap you hear on all the other stations, but real, actual radio stays around forever. You know? Let's make sure we don't turn into an old Starbucks or something.
There's a freeway where we played football in the fields. Apartments on the pictured Highbury. There's a shed called Deer Creek, of which my one critique is there's no creek now and it's all deer free. There's a Walgreens where there were no walls, just greenery. There's a theme park in a palace in Tennessee. That tree there is a pylon, but some things you can rely on. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a hard luck story everywhere you look for all the glory. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a stadium where we used to drink at Freddy's for a team that no one likes or wants or needs. They said they revitalized the place. Now there's a million parking spaces, maybe bedrooms for the homeless refugees. There's a chain store where mom and pop once prospered. They're divorced now and they live in penury. Their kids grew up and moved away. I hear that happens anyway. There's a Starbucks where they live, I guarantee. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a hard luck story every birds used to be. And I miss the old Starbucks, but the new one's just the same. It's got coffee, CDs, it's even got the same name. You know, I wouldn't have even noticed if you hadn't told me. This is Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a hard luck story everywhere you look, but all the glory. This is Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be.
Hello everyone, this is Jonathan Richmond, and you're now listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, the Twang Trust in Winnipeg.
Well, I walked past just yesterday, and I couldn't bear that new mall no more. I can't expect you all to see it my way, but you may not know what was there before. And I want them to put back my old corner store. Well, I walked past just like I say, and I felt this hurt that would not go home. I can't expect that you're gonna see it my way, but you may not know the trees I've known. And I want them to put back my old corner store. I know it costs more money to shop there, but this was love, this was love. I know you had to pay more money, I'll pay money, I'll pay more. I don't care what the mall has got, I want back that corner store. And what did I feel when I walked by slow? Sorrow, sorrow all around. Why I would feel sorrow I now know. I smelled a ghost smell from the ground, that old wooden smell from the old corner store.
I'm an imminent way, oh, I'm an imminent way, oh, Webbo. I'm an imminent no, corner store, corner store.
I walked past one final time, and I wished the worst on the place I shop. Now I can't expect everyone to feel like I'm, but I spot a trend that has got to stop. And I want them to put back that old corner store.
Bombing him and him and it way, oh. Bombing him and him away, oh, ever. Bombing him and him and oh. Corner store, corner store. I'm an imminent way, oh. I'm an imminent way, oh, Webbo. I'm an imminent no. Corner store, corner store.
Send your hard-earned cash in here to public radio.
That's right, Bruce. That's exactly what you should do, is send your hard-earned cash in here to public campus and community radio, CKUW 95.9 FM. You are listening to the Twang Trust Fun Drive Classic here, and we've just been joined in the studio by one of the co-hosts of Mud Puddle Radio herself, Little Miss Britt. How you doing, Little Miss Britt?
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm just here to give something to Dad that I found at Safeway on the ground.
You found something at Safeway on the ground? What? It's a guitar pick. Cool. Now, who do you think owned this guitar pick? Is this like, you know, if like Jimi Hendrix owned this guitar pick and he happened to drop it when he was going to Safeway back in the 60s sometime when he was maybe touring with like Little Richard or someone, he happened to drop this guitar pick, this thing would be worth millions. We could auction it off. We could end Fundrive right now with the proceeds from the auction from this guitar pick once owned by Jimi Hendrix. But, of course, it might not have been. So, I suppose we'll never know. Oh, well. Hey, we got some exciting news here about some totals. You know how much money I've raised so far, Britt? Do you want to read off the exciting total?
Whoa! 2,635. That's a lot.
Craziness. Craziness, isn't it?
Has anybody pledged to make you any closer than meeting 936?
Well, here's the deal. We are, you know what? We're almost, I mean, that's my total. My total here on the show is 2635. The grand total of the station is, where's my number? I wrote it down. Oh, now I've lost it. I wrote down the number we need to get to $40,000. But I've lost it.
Is it this?
Never mind. No, here it is. It's on here. Oh, $338. If we get another $338, we'll make $40,000 here on the station.
Come on, people. Pledge.
Indeed, you should. And yeah, what number should we
phone? You want our station to keep going?
You don't want it to disappear like an old corner store, do you?
Like
no, you want it
wheel.
Here. Like the paddle wheel. Like the wagon
Please
wheel.
Please keep us here. And don't let us be replaced by another little paddle wheel. Or a Target that's coming.
Exactly. Hey, you know who should give us money?
What?
You know, and he's got lots of it. What about Bruce Springsteen? I'm always playing Bruce Springsteen's music here on the show.
We should
phone him and just ask
Wait, do you
him.
Have his number?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Are you serious?
Do you think we should phone him?
Sure.
Let's phone him. I got the phone right here. I'm going to dial. Here we go. We're going to phone Bruce Springsteen right now. Put him on the spot. Get him to give us some money. Here. Let's place this call. Bruce, pick up. I know you're there, Bruce. Pick
Come on,
up.
Bruce.
Oh, he's not picking up. Okay, fine. Bruce, if you were home, we were going to make you a pledge to CKW here. We were going to...
We play your music all the time.
We do.
Come on, Bruce.
Well, if Bruce isn't going to do it, somebody out there has to. Somebody has to call in at 774-6877 and pay us our money down.
Well, I thought I heard the captain say, tomorrow is our sailing day. Pay me my money down. Pay me your cool chair. Pay me my money down.
every last dollar out of me.
Hello, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to the lovely and talented Stu on Swing Trust, CKUW 95.9. Winnipeg is so cool.
It is so cool, isn't it, Little Miss Britt?
Yeah.
I am lovely and talented, aren't I?
And awesome. So please pledge, we only need $95 more.
$95 till we reach our goal of $3,000?
Yeah, I'm the drama queen.
$95 until we announce the next performer at the Stu-Dome?
Please.
Did you know we got another house concert coming up?
Who is it? Whisper.
I'm not telling until we reach our goal.
Oh,
that's
I really
the rules here
know.
Tonight. We're not going to tell anybody. We're going to keep it a secret for 2 more weeks unless we reach our goal of $3,000 here tonight. And we're only $95 away because you know what? Ooh, there's a phone call. There's a phone call.
I got to see how much it is.
But you know, that was Kathleen Edwards singing Money Talks. And money does talk here on CKUW tonight. It's talking from folks like Gene and Rob. And KK, an old radio pal, KK, called in with some dough. And you know what? You know who else called in? All the way from Vancouver, our old pal, Bucky.
You got $30.
Another 30 bucks? Wow, that's great. That takes us down to $65 to go. Did you know our old pal, Bucky, called in from Vancouver? He gave us 100 bucks. That was awesome.
Round of applause to everybody that pledged.
Look at all these people who called. Do you want to read off some of these names of people who have called in? Anonymous called in. Anonymous called in with $250.
Joyce.
I love Anonymous.
Joyce, Jeff, Ray plus Nancy.
That would be Diane.
Diane. Wait, which Lee is it?
I don't know. I believe it might be that crazy Lee Litke guy who's always filming stuff at shows. He gave us some money. Tanya gave us some money on the internet,
is
I'm
that,
betting.
Is that the Tanya that I used to...
Is it that figure skater who beat up people? No, it's not her.
The one that that was the nursery teacher.
Oh, well, I don't think so. Maybe she should phone in. Oh, I know who you're thinking. You're thinking of that Tanya, maybe. Who knows?
Tanya with Emma. Tanya and Anonymous.
10 more minutes in the Twang Trust.
No, you
fun
have
drive
to
classic.
Give us... stuff so we can keep in business.
Well, I don't know. We've been
got a call. Yeah.
I caramba. The kids, they don't know their mic levels so well, but we teach them. We do teach them here on CKW. It's a learning thing. That was Little Miss Britt, one of the co-hosts of Mud Puddle Radio here. A 9-year-old kid. She started doing radio here when she was like 2 or 3. A 2 or 3-year-old doing radio that you can listen to. On your radio, it's craziness what we can do here on CKW. Oh, maybe I'll just sit here for 10 minutes. No, that's no fun. We'll do something. What do we got? Is there anything else to talk about?
Here you go.
Here I go? What's this? Andrew! Andrew called in with $30. Goodness, we need $40 more to reach our goal of 3,000, kids. We need $40 more to kick into $40,000 in total here on the CKW Fun Drive. $40. Think we can do $40 in 9 minutes? I know we can. You got that in your couch cushions if you look hard enough. You know, we've been reading off a lot of names here, folks, but wow, I can think of a lot of people we haven't heard from tonight. I don't want to start naming names. I could put folks on the spot. You know, if I was so inclined. But, okay, well, maybe some of these people are coming up. Maybe they are stepping up to the plate. We'll see. I'm sure hoping I get to announce that next show.
At
the Stu Dome.
We've only got 10 minutes.
Ten minutes. That's all we need is 10 minutes. We can build worlds in 10 minutes. Here on CKUW.
Please.
How much do we need $40 apparently.
Please, $40.
I know what'll get $40.
Pledge!
Oh, there's somebody calling in. They know what's coming. They know it's coming. You know, our friend Rob called up and gave us some money. He said he's going to drop it off at my house soon. Rob's like a classic rock guy, yet he's still giving money to us weirdos down here. And, well, here's a little something for Rob. This will make him feel a little more at home, perhaps. Wait a minute, that was the wrong disc. Here we go.
Well, when the dust settles and all has been said and done, one crystal clear fact shall remain, and that's that I should have been the lead singer for Led Zeppelin. Hey, hey, mama, gonna make you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. All I ask for when I pray is a big-legged woman gonna come my way. You need cooling, maybe I ain't fooling. I'm gonna send your butt on back to schooling. Gonna give you every inch of my love. Boy. Snow, the midnight sun of the hot wind blows.
There you go, Country Dick Montana and his pals in the Beat Farmers with the a cappella Led Zeppelin medley. You know, you can, when you're in need, when times are tough and things are looking bleak, you can always count on the Beat Farmers. Yep. We have officially reached our $3,000 goal. Ladies and gentlemen, even though I relinquished the crown, I remain the $3,000 man. Thank you so much. The charcoal-powered abacus is just, it's overheating over there. We don't have an actual number for you, but we will soon. But as promised, we've reached our goal. We can now announce the next performer at the Stewdome, appearing live on Tuesday, May 14th. It's not even one performer, it's two. They're a duo these days. They're monumental in their own little worlds, but they're actually a couple these days, and they're both coming through. It's a wonderful thing. I can't believe these folks are playing my living room in just a couple of months. It's we'll have details for you soon about how you can get in on the action. But, you know, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day Eve. We're full of love. This is a wonderful, wonderful pre-Valentine's Day song to announce the performer. If you don't know just by this, well, we'll tell you soon. But here she is, coming soon to a living room near you.
You know I love you 100% of the amount I'm capable of loving you. And you know I need you to the fullest extent. It's feasible for me to be needing you. I believe in us as much or maybe more than I've ever believed in anything before. In a world full of doubt, don't know what I'm sure about, but you don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. It's true I trust you, but don't take it the wrong way. I'm more gullible than I've ever been. And if they held a contest for the person most likely to fall for your bull, I'd probably win. The thought of us together doesn't fill me dread. I can picture being with you till one or both of us. us is dead at the end of the day. I've got nothing good to say, but you don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. I, your loving blank, take you, insert name here, because frankly, I'm just too tired to look around anymore. You drive reasonably well, have most of your own teeth, and not much of a prison record, so that's good. Plus, you claim to love my ass, and I have a tape to prove it, which makes me think this thing really could work. However, in the event that our mutual disappointment outweighs the positive aspects of this union, we agree to part without the destruction of crockery, automobiles, or each other's good name in print or in song. At the end of the day, I've got nothing good to say, but you don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. Don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. One more time. You don't suck unless I tell you to, so I'm cynically
bit of glue on that CD, but still. That was Reckless Eric, who is coming to a living room near you, believe it or not. Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby. will be the next performers at the Studio May 14th. Tickets on sale soon.
Wow.
Hey, Jeff Robson from UMFM.
Hi, it's Stu Reed, the former $3,000 man. Now, what are you going to call yourself now?
I don't know.
You've abandoned the title.
I'm just, just call me Stu. We're in old school mode. We're in down mode here. We're taking it easy tonight.
It seems to have worked.
It did.
I was thinking for a while, maybe this strategy isn't really paying off, but somehow the folks came through.
Well, you know, folks like Mika and Julie called up.
Wow, they're still
Mika
coming.
Mika and Julie Hatcher called up with $70.
Wow, thank you.
Putting us
much.
Over the top.
That's fantastic.
We've reached our goal. I don't know what the official number is, but we've officially blown past 3,000. We're into 40 grand over the total here on the station.
Crazy.
It is craziness. Thanks for your work out there on the phones.
Awesome.
Yeah, they've been keeping
awesome.
Us busy, but you know, there's still always time for more. If anybody didn't get in on the fun, it's not too late. 774-6877.
I saw Gary phoned.
That's right, yeah. Good old Gary Annable.
Thanks,
thank you
very Gary.
Much.
Jackie phoned, and here, you tell.
Everyone who pledged, or was about to pledge, or has already pledged, or is going to pledge sometime soon, is awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Have you pledged any of your allowance money, Britt?
On my show, I have.
Well, good for you. You gotta do your part.
Mm-hmm. What is your show? What show do you do around here?
Mud Puddle Radio.
What time? When is Mud Puddle Radio on? What the hell, them? Don't whisper to me.
Was it 9 a.m. or 10?
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right there. 9 a.m. Saturday
mornings. Yeah.
Every third.
Yeah, we're here every third Saturday. Or you've been hanging out with your thespian friends there, your musical thespian friends for a while.
Pearson,
but you come down every once in a while.
Pearson was wearing a ginormous sombrero. If you want to see that ginormous sombrero that me and Dad sort of wanted to post and sell, like Dad wanted to.
I did?
Yeah, you told me that. And then if you want to see that, go on Facebook, go on Stu Reed's account, go to photos, and then you'll find a picture of all of us.
Yeah, the whole Mud Puddle gang was here Saturday. Very exciting. Well, here we are. We're in overtime. We're in wrongly wired spot here, but I don't think anybody's too concerned. We'll just sit and yak for a while.
Al's always late anyway, so
that's right. Al, I don't think Al's getting anyone wrongly wired tonight.
I believe Robin has taken over.
Yeah, but you just got back from Texas.
I did. Did I mention that I went to Texas?
I think you may have mentioned once or twice.
But yeah, I went to visit our pals Ken and Sheila and had a great time down there.
Cool.
Holy cow, I can't believe all the music that goes on there. Even you would have a hard time keeping up down there.
No doubt.
Eugene would have a hard time keeping up down there.
No doubt.
Crazy.
And I see there, I was looking at your photos, and there's actually, Eugene has an evil twin down there.
He does. I saw this guy dancing like crazy right up at the front, drinking water, and I thought, that's Eugene. Yeah.
The Texas version. Eugene phoned in. Eugene, the dancing machine, called in earlier with his $70 pledge. Thanks a lot, Eugene.
He's a generous guy, that Eugene.
All these folks, we should randomly pick names and say
them
again.
He's generous now, but he'll still won't pay more than $20 for a concert ticket.
That's right, but he gave us $70. he got into Whitehorse for nothing. he weaseled up to some guy who was weaseling his way in on the guest list. John, thanks, John. Thanks, Shelley. Thanks, Roman, Mark, Aaron, Sarah, David, Rick, Greg, KK. We got $100 from the Winnipeg Goldeyes baseball team once again this year.
Thank you, Goldie.
Some corporate action there. Eugene, Ian, Big Keith Buckingham, former Winnipegger and now residing in Vancouver. He brought folks like the Hoodoo Gurus to town back in the day. Wow. He's given us money. Who else? Let's see. Well, Mika and Julie again. Thanks, kids. That was awesome. Jackie and Ken and
Jane. Don't forget Jane.
Jane. Alpha. Anybody else you want to thank, Britt?
Wild Planet.
Yes, Roman from Wild Planet gave us a kajillion dollars. Oh. Wow.
It's tiring raising all that money, isn't it?
It is.
Thank you, everyone, for pledging.
You know,
and helping my dad and everybody else that does
helping
play
us
trust.
All because I was lamenting the days when before we had stations like this and just thinking how dreadful it was and how lucky we are to have the station on the air. So it's yeah. our pleasure to do our part to keep it going.
So what do we have a final official total to announce to the folks? Yo, hey out there, what's our final total? 3,160 $3,160 here on the Twang Trust tonight, putting us well over the 40 grand mark here. There's still a good ways to go, but
we've done
we'll
our
get
part
there.
Here.
We've done our part. We're feeling good. We're feeling, you know what we're feeling like? We're feeling like Jerry Lewis in France. We'll see you next week, kids.
Camelot, when I'm with you, yes they do.